June 23rd, 2015, 8:45 to 12:30, San Telmo Room, GAC morning meetings, GAC with CC and SO.
Okay, we are starting the session, so please sit down. You can already listen to us while walking back to your seats. Thank you. We have the session with the CCNSO, which is also something that we do normally, and also do it this time. There would be, I guess, very many issues that we would need to discuss or could discuss, but also this time we are, of course, using this opportunity to exchange with the CCNSO, in particular on the IANA transition and on the... please take a seat and let us have this session. If somebody could just pull these people from the left to the middle. Yes, UK. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I don't want to hold up the start of the session because we're being commendably on time with every session so far. And that's down to you, Chair, and your very effective management. But I just wanted to report on the suggestion to move the session on community applications, which we in the schedule is at 3, and you mentioned earlier, in order to make time for the CCWG discussion, to move it to 4, but that's not really possible. We've got outsiders involved in the community applications issues, in contributor from the community applications group. So can we stay at 3 o'clock for that session? And while I'm at the mic, very briefly, just to remind Commonwealth colleagues, we have a short session, about a half hour or so, at lunchtime at 12:30 here in this room for Commonwealth colleagues to review very quickly recent and upcoming events for Commonwealth GAC members to bear in mind. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark. Yes, I've heard of this, so I suggest that we follow your suggestion. We'll keep the additional time, but we will not move the session that you are leading to after the break, so that would mean that we would have additional time to discuss the CCWG issue on slots 18 and 19 and 21. So 1 hour in the early afternoon, and then we have a coffee break that may actually be useful to follow up during the coffee break, and then we would resume for another 30 minutes on the CCWG in slot 21. So slot 20 will not be moved, it will remain, but we will keep the amount of time that we decided this morning, if that's okay. I see no objection. So thank you. This is noted, and also for the Commonwealth. So back to Byron, who is here as the chair of the CCNSO. Let me give the floor to you.
Thank you very much, Thomas. The proposed agenda included 3 items. First, an update on the CWG on the use of country and territory names, though it's my understanding there has already been some discussion today. So instead of that being the first item on the agenda, we will push it to the end of the agenda if there is a requirement to have a further update or if any issues or thoughts have percolated since you last heard from our member in that CWG. The second item on the agenda was around the process and decision making with regards to the CWG on IANA stewardship transition. We just wanted to provide an update on what the CCNSO community is doing in terms of the decision-making process, and we are very eager to understand what the decision-making process in the GAC will be. And then finally, Becky Burr, a member of the CCWG, will be providing an update on the CCWG. So with that, if that's okay... Well, I'll kick it off with an update on how the CCNSO intends to work towards a decision on the CWG proposal. We, as the CCNSO, were tasked by ICANN to be the entity that brings the proposal to the broad CCTLD community. And it's the CCNSO Council who has been tasked and has the responsibility for making a decision to support or not the CWG proposal. And I raise that because there's an important distinction to be made here in that the CCNSO, which is a voluntary membership group, represents the significant majority of all CCTLD managers in the world, but certainly not all of them. We represent about 60% of the total CCTLD managers and roughly 70% of the CCTLD domain names under management. So a significant majority, but certainly not every CCTLD. And part of the responsibility of shepherding this issue through our community was to make sure that we involved all CCTLD operators and managers, regardless of whether or not they are actually a CCNSO membership. And I just want to report that I think that we have done that admirably. For those who are interested in terms of our outreach and engagement efforts, they are all cataloged on the CCNSO website. All 9 pages worth of engagement activities, so please feel free to look at that. And we have also worked with the CC, the regional organizations. They have all done their own significant outreach and education efforts, and we have worked in conjunction with them to make sure the message, the information, the education permeates the entire CCTLD community. And I'm happy to report that I believe we have done a very good job on that in conjunction with our regional organization partners. In essence, I would say anybody who is not participating in this right now is certainly aware of it, and we can lead the horse to water, but we can't necessarily make them drink. In terms of how we're going to come to the decision itself, we, as the CCNSO Council, in a sense, view this as 2 decisions. Our council meeting is Wednesday at 5 p.m. after 2 full days of constituency meetings today and tomorrow, of which we have 6 separate sessions on CWG and CCWG-related issues, from high level to specific to issues of concern to linkages and then to an overall. And as we go through this process, which I would say is just a culmination in this phase of a broader process, after 4 ICANN meetings worth of work and all the intersessional work that happens in between, we have these final 2 days for the community, both those in the room and those on the web, to make their feelings known. And 2 things will happen at our council meeting. First decision will be, do we have enough information to actually make a decision? And then 2, what will that decision be, to support the proposal or not? And we will do that over the course of our council meeting Wednesday at 5. So that is our task. That is essentially how we're viewing it. And I would say at this point, you know, the sense is we're cautiously optimistic that we would be in a position to approve it, though we have 2 days of meetings, so I don't want to short-circuit the process. Right now, we note a number of minor things that are irritants, but most of the substantive issues seem reasonably addressed, and certainly the CWG itself has done an incredible amount of work, and I think also has really lived the bottom-up policy process, and we can see that by the fact that they put out a first proposal in December, which the community indicated there were some challenges with, and the CWG went back to the drawing board and did yeoman's work to produce a second proposal which significantly reflects the inputs of the community on the first proposal. So I'd also like to just thank the members of the CWG for all the work they've put in, far more, I'm sure, than they thought they were signing up for. So that's how the CCNSO is viewing the decision-making process in the next couple of days. But we would be also very interested to hear how the GAC intends to come to a conclusion and or decision on this as one of the other chartering organizations.
Thank you, Byron. Before giving the floor to all of you, and that does not mean just the GAC, but also the CCNSO members and non-members, just a quick update on where we are. We have started to discuss this on Sunday. We'll have another slot on the CC, on the CWG tomorrow morning. We have started to draft a text which will not be a direct part of the communique, because the communique is an advice that the GAC gives to the board, whereas this time we are supposed to give an answer to a working group, which is something on a procedural level different. And we have had the first informal working meeting yesterday at noon on a draft text. So we have a draft text that we will discuss and hopefully agree on before tomorrow night. And won't go into detail, but we're also, of course, one of the key issues is the dependency of the CWG proposal to the CCWG, and so far the discussions have been very constructive on the CWG proposal. So hopefully, or tomorrow night, we'll have a reply to the CWG. So the floor is yours. Comments, questions? Thank you, Iran.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I have one comment and perhaps one question, or maybe two sub-parts of one question. The comment is that it is quite important and crucial that we give, I mean, the whole community, a positive answer to the CWG work. It has been done quite extensively, properly, and I don't think that we should mix up any link between the accountability measures in the CCWG yet to be discussed and answered and the CWG. So our comment, I think the comment of community with respect to that issue are quite positive, enabling ICG to review the CWG proposals and put it in a combined proposal of three communities and send it for public comments. If there would be any comment on the integrated or consolidated proposal of three communities, still that chance will be available within 40 days public comment. The people reply to that, and ICG has internal procedures how to deal with those comments. So that is the comment. Now the question. The question is that the outreach and modality for those CCTLD which are not member of the CSMSO. This is very important in this transition. And the second is a comment in paragraph 107 of the report of the CWG mentioning that the appeal mechanism will not cover issues relating to CCTLD delegation and redelegation, which mechanism is to be developed by the CCTLD community post-transition. I would like to know whether there is any thought given in CSNSO how this mechanism will be devised in the post-transition outside the CWG proposal. Just a question, if you would be in a position to reply, so far so good. If not, just I raise the question, because several times it is in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Maybe we give Byron or somebody else the opportunity to answer on this.
Sure, there isn't a specific answer right now, but the general answer is that it was carved out of the remit of the CWG, most definitely on purpose and consciously, because the CCNSO clearly believes that that is the remit of the country code manager community and the internet communities within each of those country codes. And thus, a policy development process around delegation, redelegation, and the issues around, other issues around those two, would happen in a policy development process likely led by the CCNSO at a later date and building on the work of the Framework of Interpretation Working Group. So we certainly see that as the next major body of work that we would have to attend to after the CWG and CCWG work has been completed.
Thank you very much. Other questions or comments from the room?
So there's no further comments or questions on that. Perhaps we could move to the third item on the agenda. And Becky Burr, are you here? She was going to... It sounds like they're doing construction behind us.
It's in the room behind us.
Unfortunately, it seems like Becky is not here. Is there another member of the CCWG, or another CCNSO member of the CCWG who could provide us an update? No, well, I apologize for that. We must, or Mathieu? Oh! Not only just a member, a co-chair. Thank you, for I hadn't seen him out of my direct periphery vision.
Yeah, hiding in the back over there.
Yes, Mathieu, that's you, Mathieu, we're talking to.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Would you be so kind to exactly re-explicit the question?
Yes, it was focused on providing an update from a country code manager's perspective, where we're at and what the process looks like. I know this is...
Process moving forward.
Yes, the process moving forward. It's a fluid situation right now, just in terms of the models and how the, well, in your case, the co-chairs, but the country code operators are viewing the process going forward.
So two things from very focused on CC TLD membership perspective. We've received very clear guidelines from the CCNSO Council on the fact that the CCTLD delegations and revocations issues should be left out of the CCWG report. That is the case in the initial draft proposals. We've also received clarification of expectations from the CCNSO Council that the impact on CCTLDs of the proposals that are put forward should be clarified in the next versions as much as possible. And we think that's something we will start, a discussion we will start in the sessions that take place during this week here in Buenos Aires to highlight how the proposals from the CCWG accountability do impact CCTLDs on a daily basis in their relationship with ICANN. And so that would certainly structure this. And then the process will be for the CCWG to refine a second draft report, which will be put out for public comment probably at the end of July for 40 days this time. And then finalization of proposal is expected in time for CCNSO approval by Dublin.
Thank you, Mathieu. Are there any questions for Mathieu or on the process and work of the CCWG as it perhaps relates to country code managers, not just a general question?
This is the opportunity to raise questions that in particular, but not only limited to CCTLD issues. So please use it. Otherwise, another thing would be how is the CC question to be asked? How will the CCNSO be working on the CWG proposal and on this fluid development of what is going on now in order to come to a conclusion on this in Dublin. How are you? Because this is, of course, also a challenge for the GAC. How are we supposed to cope with what is going on, the changes, and how do we shape our discussions? And also then, what would be the expected outcome? How do you, like, foresee? Of course, this is speculation as the things are going, but maybe I'm sure you have some plans on how to manage the discussion in the CC and so on the work of the CCWG. We have a question or a comment from Iran.
Thank you, Chairman. General questions to CCNSO, and in fact, Matthew as a co-chair of the CCWG. The question is that how CCNSO considers the need for empowerment of community with respect to those six areas of bylaw, budget, strategic plan, removal of the board, individual and recall and mechanisms, and the need to have a membership approach, and whether the objectives could be achieved without going to that very complex mechanisms of membership approach. Just from the CCNSO point of view, how is your reaction and how you see that? Thank you.
At this point in time, and I'm not trying to get out from under that very substantive question, we are just starting our 2 days of constituency meetings today. Those very questions will be the types of questions that we will be discussing over the next 2 days, and I don't think at this point it would be appropriate for me in my role as chair to sort of bias it with my own personal opinions, but rest assured, those are all the kinds of questions we are asking ourselves and we'll be discussing in detail over the next 2 days, as well as between here and Dublin. Going back to your original question, which was really mostly around the linkage between CWG and CCWG, I think, and again, I'll speak on my behalf, which is informed by what I hear for the CCNSO, but I don't speak for any individual member other than myself. There is a relative level of comfort that one is contingent on the other, and that we are ready to deal with the CWG in recognition that the work of the CCWG is happening later, and we will either be comfortable and supportive of that in the future, which means the work of the CWG will carry on, or the outcome of it, or not. And at this point, we're prepared to either support or not support the proposal at this meeting, regardless of the contingency. We're comfortable with what's happening on track one at this point.
Thank you. I have Norway.
Thank you. I think I will use the opportunity to ask a question to the CCWG co-chair as a more overall view on the dependencies, if it's okay. Of course, you can take the CC perspective if you like. Do you think that, you know, the CCWG discussion goes in a very fast speed now? Do you think there's anything in the last days, or last week, maybe last days, I can say that, that makes it more difficult to meet the dependencies that the CVG have set to the CCVG? It's difficult to follow from the outside, and as I said, it's something we're discussing in the GAC, and something also that is crucial to our final message to the CVG. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Denmark, for this question. I think it's important to put that on the record, actually, for everyone. As you rightly say, some of the discussions within the cross-community working group on accountability are moving rapidly right now, but the powers that we outlined, so the requirements that are actually what needs to be matched to support the CWG stewardship proposals, they are stable. As much as things move, it is my assessment that this is still meeting the CWG expectations, because we are fortunate enough to have taken a requirement-based approach, and the discussions that take place are below the requirements about how they're implemented. So that might influence on the margins some form of level of confidence that this is always going to happen in everything. So some corner cases might happen, but the requirements are still here, and they're not being challenged by anyone. So our level of confidence that we're meeting the CWG expectations is still very high. And I think that's important for everyone to know at this point in this meeting in Buenos Aires, where the CWG stewardship proposals are up for consideration.
Thank you. And of course, Mathieu is the co-chair of the CCWG, but you may ask questions to this, but let's try and use the opportunity to focus on particular aspects of the work of the CCNSO or linkages to CCTLDs, if possible, because we have another opportunity to use the two co-chairs tomorrow, but it's not a must, but let's try to the extent we can to profit from the presence of Byron and other members of the CCNSO. So further comments, questions? Actually, yes, the Netherlands.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Thomas. No, my question was more a general feeling within the CCNSO about the way in which the CCNSO could be represented in this post-Diana, one of the powers from the empowerment community. What I understand is that many CCTLD managers were in favor of the membership organization. As you know, from the GEC, ALEC, there were quite some, let's say, inhibitions for following a model which culturally and also legally is, for us at least, for Netherlands, is a little bit strange to be applied on a corporation which acts in the public interest. So I wonder if you have some first thinking on how CCNSO sees its role in this kind of supervisory body, which is now envisaged and is still a moving target. Thank you.
So as Byron said, the discussion on this is taking place, is starting this afternoon, so it's very early to share a CCNSO temperature of the room. However, based on the feedback we've received as CCWG from CCTLD members, CCTLD managers actually, members of CCNSO or not members, there were diverse views regarding among the CCTLD community regarding the implementation model, the reference model that is now off the table, was drawing diverse views from the CCTLD community. And so that's, but the principle of having these powers, of participating to the exercise of this power, did not seem to draw any objection. So it was more on the implementation of the reference model with the creation of these unincorporated associations that the diversity of views were expressed, and that's now off the table. So that's the review we've made from the public comments.
And that's probably as close as we can get to a sense of where the CCTLD community is right now, because, as I said, we're really just getting to this discussion, to the accountability side right now. You know, to be quite frank, the IANA-related discussions are, in a sense, closest to the heart of CCTLDs and where we have really spent our time, attention, and efforts thus far. And we are now, in a sense, really kicking off at a CCNSO level our discussions around CCWG-related work.
Thank you. Further comments or questions? Of course, you can also ask members from the GAC, from the CCNSO side, on how this we should or we are thinking of dealing with this with these issues and questions. So it's should be a two-way communication here, not a one-way. Yes, Indonesia.
No, Tom. I want to ask the CCNSO. Is there any hot topics in the transfer of IANA related to the CCTLD? Because in every country we have the CCTLD organizations that looks after, well, Indonesia has look after .id, for example. Now, what kind of activities that can be highly problem when the IANA was transferred? I mean, is there any special things that we should as the government should concern about the operation of CCTLD in our country? Thank you.
So right at the end, you changed the question a little bit to be anything that we see that governments should be concerned about, if I understand it right. Is that correct? So it's not necessarily what we see as issues, but what we think governments might see as an issue. two different questions. That's why I'm trying to clarify the question. In terms of what governments might want to pay attention to, it would probably be around the issues, around challenges that work their way through the process of the IANA functional review team, end stage corner cases where we find that something had transpired that brought us to putting or utilizing the processes at the very end of an issue that could not be resolved. I mean, presumably those would be the kinds of issues that governments would be interested in. I mean, it's a tough question for me to answer. I certainly can't even begin to think about what all the different governments might be interested in, but those end state issues are probably the focus of attention, as opposed to customer service committee issues the really operational ones. That would be my sense. If you're going to spend any attention, that's more where your governments would be interested.
Can I just continue a bit? We also put the so-called mirror of the root server, one of the 13 root servers in the country for our private organization to look after, to check the servers. Will it be somehow affected with the transfer?
Not to my knowledge. It's my understanding. It's certainly, I don't think so, but I wouldn't want to categorically make that comment. But certainly to my knowledge, no. That's a very specific question that I would want to involve others in to give you a definitive answer, but certainly my understanding at this point would be no.
Thank you. Other questions? Comments? If that is not the case, then I understand that there's another issue that there's some interest on the side of the CCNSO to hear from the GAC. So let me give the floor to you, Byron.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Thomas. And yes, thank you, Mathieu, for pinch hitting there on call. Thank you. The question that I had is that it has just very, very recently, within the last day or so, come to the CC community's attention that there was a survey conducted or being conducted within the GAC membership regarding the relationship of CCTLDs with their local governments. You know, this was something that was discussed at the LA meeting in some detail around national legislation and CCTLDs. So we're curious to understand what the nature of this survey would be and if there's information that is would be shareable after the fact, but probably mostly interested in the genesis of it.
Thank you. Before I give the floor to Gemma from Spain, there are several origins of this. One is a discussion that was had, an informal discussion with some people from ICANN. Another one is the underserved regions working group that is dealing with issues that are of particular relevance for developing countries and other countries in, with special needs. And one of the issues that has keeps coming up is the fact that there are different models of the relationship between governments and CCTLD managers, and that it may be useful to have more information in terms of capacity building on what are these different models and so on and so forth. But for the details, let me give the floor to Gemma, please.
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly the idea behind the survey, that we know there is no one-size-fits-all, and that there are different models or schemes for the relationship between governments and CCTLDs out there. And we would like to gather as much information as possible in order to compile them and put them forward to those countries that may appreciate learning from experiences in other countries, and maybe they can find some guidance as to how improve their relationships with CCTLD managers in their countries. So we are in the phase, we have just recently sent out the survey. We'll be collecting answers. GAC members are not forced to respond to the survey. They are encouraged to respond to the survey. There will be a period long enough to collect that information. We will also seek CCNSO views and assistance in analyzing that material once we've gathered it. And we also think that this information could feed into one of the issues that can feature in the agenda of the next high-level governmental meeting to be held in Marrakesh next year, because it's going to take place in Africa. And we guess that many governments coming to that meeting could be interested in receiving this information, exchanging views with other governments, and as well as with the CCTLD representatives.
Thank you for that. That certainly helps us understand, and I look forward to the CCNSO providing any assistance that that we can and that's asked for.
Are there questions or comments related to this, the Netherlands?
Yes, your question on this survey triggers me also Gemma's answer to the fact that if you ask the government to describe the relationship, the CCTLD might perceive the relationship in a different way than the government. So this could be maybe remediated or, let's say, looked at if we have this list, if we could have feedback or, let's say, kind of mechanism in which CCTLD also can react on the way their relationship is being described. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we all agree that this is a good point, and as Chema has just pointed out, it is also the intention to, of course, get the feedback and the experience from both partners in this, of course. Other comments and or questions, please? Yes, Iran.
Survey issue and questioning, I agree with Netherlands that should be both sides, from the government and from the CCTLD manager. It would be good to have a look to the views of both from the different aspects. Would it be also accompanied to provide both parties, government and CCTLD managers, with the existing, or if you call them, best practices currently available in some area, in order to provide them some background material, the way that the issue is governed or is dealt with in some areas. Some people might have less experience, some people might have more experience, so it would be helpful to provide this background, which may not be used to bias them, but at least to provide them these are the things are available, and whether that would match their particular environment or not, that is something that both parties could reflect. That my question is, that would be accompanied such sort of best practice or available practices in order to enable them to further reflect on the matter. Thank you.
Thank you. From what I understand, the survey is exactly about getting this information that then can be shared with others, and this is all work in progress. So yes, I have Byron, then the Norway has another comment or question. Thank you, Byron.
And I do just want to make a comment on, in a sense, your question regarding best practice. One of the challenges around doing something like that is underlying the question, and there's an implicit assumption that we're a homogeneous community or like community at the CCTLD manager level. And that is absolutely not the case, because in a sense we are a reflection of our local internet community. So we are very different within our community in terms of our governance structures, in terms of our business models. Like, really the essence of who we are varies depending on the country. So it would be very difficult to say there is a best practice, given that what might work for me or for Canada likely is very different than what would work most effectively for Iran. So my best practice may be of no relevance to you. So we can look at what are the categories of models, but I think it would be difficult to find a best practice. I just want to make that clear.
I think we should maybe rather talk of good practices instead of best, because that also makes it clear that there is no one solution for everything. Iran, just quickly, if
yes, I formulate best practice and or practices, and I added that in order to enable those to see to what extent that practice matches its environment and requirement. I put it in that formulation. Thank you.
Thank you. I have Norway.
Yes, thank you. And a comment regarding the survey. I haven't had the opportunity to respond to the mailing list, but I spoke with Peter van Rost in the centre. So regarding relationship with CCTLDs and governments, centre, I think, already have a lot of information gathered about what sort of arrangements are in the different countries. So I think that can sort of also be taken on board, and that can describe the relationship, and also to the point that the Netherlands mentioned. So, of course, it's also the perspective that both from both sides it's useful to have, I think, also in this context. Thank you.
Thank you, Spain.
Preliminary research we conducted on this issue, we found that center had conducted some studies, and there were some presentations available. One of them was presented in the Los Angeles meeting, and we have forwarded that particular presentation to the GAC mailing list as a supporting material. And we have also some OECD reports, some other background material, which is at the disposal of every GAC member. We wanted to overburden the message with a lot of materials, but of course they can be reviewed, and we can rely on them also to conduct the survey. Thank you.
Thank you. We would have a few minutes left for final questions or comments from anyone. If that is not the case, then I think we say thank you. It was a very useful exchange, as usual. And so we look forward to hearing from you on how to deal with some key issues in the next few days, of course. I guess you might do the same with us. So let's keep in contact, and thank you for this very useful exchange.
Likewise, thank you very much, and we look forward to the outcomes of your discussions over the next day or couple of days. Thank you.